host, Nicole Whitney, News for the Soul, life-changing talk radio from the uplifting to the unexplained.
You're listening to the News for the Soul Radio Network. The News for the Soul Radio Network airs daily, and our archives are always totally free. Go to newsforthesoul.com to join the next live show now. That's newsforthesoul.com.
Next on News for the Soul, it's time for Conscious Infinity with Rebecca Wiley, heard here every Tuesday at 2 p.m. Pacific. Rebecca is an integrative medicine practitioner and medical intuitive blessed with psychic abilities and a passion for holistic healing. She's trained in several healing modalities and has founded her own called Zero Point Activations. Tune in to hear weekly Conscious Infinity conversations with Rebecca and her special guests from around the world. Let's welcome Rebecca back to News for the Soul Radio now.
Hello, Nicole. It's great to be back. For today's show, I will be taking calls in reference to doing readings and healings through the hologram. However, if there is not, in between the calls, I do have Riza Harris, a colleague that's on the line, or she's supposed to be on the line, that's going to help me talk about how we manifest through the hologram, how we can create through the hologram, and getting to the point that we really are just living an illusion. So,
I'll just let you know that we do have callers standing by, so after you've explained what that means, we're ready to help you dive in.
Okay, so is Riza on the call with me as well? Okay, so basically, what it means is that we are living. Like, you can think of like the Batman sign, where the Batman he makes the Batman signal in the sky. That signal would be the hologram. The hologram is like the movie that we create for our life. And if you can think of something being see through and it not being material or not being full of mass, that's the way we can think about our lives as energy and waves. Anything we've ever thought about doing, you know, everything we've ever done, you know, it presents in its own reality, so we can cross into different realities to manifest, to heal, to create or discreate whatever we want in our lives. Okay, so I'm ready for a call whenever you're ready, Nicole.
I think your guest is on the line as well.
Oh, Riza, are you here?
Yes, I'm here.
Oh, okay, good. Is there anything you want to say before we take callers about how we manifest or create through the hologram?
Yes, I do. So, hello, everyone. This is Riza Harris, just as Rebecca had explained, and today we're going over how holographic we are in nature. Many times when we get into new world and new age terms and manifesting, law of attraction becomes like the newest next big thing in our face. But we often forget how easy it is to shift realities. When we're doing integrative medicine healing, you're actually shifting reality right there. Your aura is changing. Your energy is changing. Let's say you're going through a grieving process and you're beginning to cry. You're switching realities right there because you're releasing the load on your body, which was and is grief. So when we begin to talk about holographic realities and accept these questions coming in, keep in the back of the mind that the world that you're looking at right now, it's not as solid as you would think.
Riza, that was, you said that very beautifully. Okay, so we're going to help people today just create their problems and recreate new realities through the hologram. Okay, so we can take the first caller whenever you're ready.
Okay, I'll just let you know we're having a little bit of a glitch with callers dropping, so take your time and so we can get the full gist of what's happening. Caller, first caller that's still here, you're bringing up as all ones. You're now live. And what is your first name? Where are you calling in from?
My name is Pamela. I'm calling in from New Jersey.
Hi, Pamela.
Hi, Pam.
Hi.
Okay, so tell us what it is that you would like a reading on and a healing on today.
I would say stress.
Okay.
I'm feeling that I'm under a lot of stress. And I keep having like a nervous feeling in my solar plexus.
Okay. Okay, so the first thing I want you to do is take a deep breath and think of your breath as life force energy. And notice mm-hmm. how your breath is moving through your body, okay? So I want you to follow the breath into your solar plexus area
mm-hmm.
and allow
mm-hmm.
your consciousness and your awareness to go there. And this may sound a little bit strange, but I want you to exhale and imagine you're releasing it through the perineum, the bottom of your butt. There's a lot of energy there. It's actually root energy, to be honest with you.
Right.
So as Riza was saying, it's interesting, she said this right before you got on the phone, when we release energy, we can shift realities because then you're going to attract something different. So one of the things we want to do right now, and this might seem like a little backwards, is for you to tell me what it is you want to create in your reality as you're releasing this through the perineum. So can you tell me what it is that you want to create?
Joy, happiness, love, peace.
Okay. Okay, so when you say that, I want you to imagine, I feel like you're saying it, but more on a superficial level. I want you to actually, now I want your consciousness and awareness to go to behind your eyes. And as you look out through your eyes, I want you to imagine seeing this on a video of you having this peace and joy and happiness. What is it that you see? What do you notice about yourself as you're experiencing
calm.
This?
I'm calm. I'm excited.
Okay.
I'm smiling.
Okay. Now, use your peripheral vision because you're in this movie. What's around you?
Blue skies, nature, flowers, friends.
Okay, so you don't even have to tell me who it is, but can you see a specific person around you?
Yes, I can give you their initials if you need it.
Well, I just feel like that person's important. You don't need to give it to me.
Okay.
So, but what it does is it brings you right into your throat chakra. And not speaking, not thinking that you're going to be loved if you speak your truth, like that's really big there.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe some trauma. I don't know, like for me, and then I'm going to have Wise jump in here too as well. I pick up something like around the age of like 8, like some sort of trauma that you're like repressing. So I want to, hold on 1 second, I'm just going to tap into that. Okay, well, that's interesting. Okay, so there's an 8-year-old soul fragment that I want to integrate, but is it okay? Do you feel safe releasing the energy of that trauma?
Sure. You want me to tell you what it was? I can tell you.
If you want to. I don't like to like make people say that, but yeah, if you want to, you can.
It was, I was hit by a car, but I survived it, you know. But I was young when I was going outside to get ice cream from the ice cream truck, and for whatever reason, I don't know why, I had put on a fur coat. So that's basically what saved me, that I had that on. But that's it. I was hit by a car.
Okay. So you, that was very intuitive of you, by the way, to put on that fur coat. So you knew what you were doing.
Yeah. Right. Right. Because they said that because I was so little, the car threw me from, like, one manhole to the other manhole. But I made it through. No problems. You know, of course, I was in the hospital for a little bit, but.
Okay, so what were your injuries? Because I do feel like that's important.
Honestly, I would probably say it was mostly bruising. I was probably bruised, scrapes on my face, my arms and stuff. But there were no breaks or anything. And I was probably, I guess, scared after that because we did have to go to court, you know, with the whole situation. So I guess, you know, that's the trauma.
Okay. Okay, so we're going to clear that, but we're also going to use the whole hologram and going into a different reality to be able to clear that, because we want to manifest a situation where you don't have to manifest that type of stuff to yourself, like the stress, the anxiety, the stagnant energy. But I'm going to also, because Ryza and I work very well together, so Ryza, do you have anything that you're picking up in reference to this?
Yeah, so hello, Pamela.
Hello.
I'm really glad that you called in, because your trauma links very closely to you manifesting your bliss, joy, and happiness, because there's an underlying meaning of, well, the last time, you know, I went to go be happy, which is, you know, getting ice cream truck, I got hurt. So your body's reaction is almost like, okay, well, if I go have bliss, fun, and joy, I'm going to get hurt again. So when we go to switch, we go to talk about switching you into other realities as your desired result. I want to bring in the energy that you don't have to try. There's already a million and trillion different parallel realities which you're residing in. All we have to do is just have you resonate with the reality in which you want to be in.
Okay.
Yes, yes. And so one of the programs when we do this, because her and I will be working like at the same time, is there doesn't have to be suffering in order to evolve. So even the manifestation of the car was for a reason. So in this reality, whatever you learned from that car wreck, whatever you believe you that benefited you, or however you thought it may be protecting you, you can get that without suffering. And then another thing about that too is it's interesting because there's something there also, and I don't know if it was like your relationship with your dad during that time, it might have shifted, about like having a relationship with like an intimate relationship with a male, like needing that to be able to step into that energy. So I want to clear that with your permission as well.
Sure, yes.
Okay. Okay, so Ryza, you can go ahead and you do work on her as well, and I will. And then I'm going to talk out loud and reintegrate her soul fragment, and then you can say whatever you need to after that, okay?
Okay, awesome. Thank you.
Okay, let's go. Okay, so Pamela, take a deep breath. So we're going to allow your consciousness and your awareness to actually go into your throat this time. So you're always in your heart. We're just, the intention is always from the heart, but we're traveling the breath into the throat. And the first download I want to do is, you know what it feels like to speak your truth without suffering. You know what it feels like to create bliss in your life without suffering. You can live a reality where there's no duality. There doesn't need to be good where there doesn't need to be bad where there's good. You know what it feels like to accept bliss in your life. And then what we're doing is we're doing a healing on the 8-year-old. So she definitely thought she knew what she was doing. So the 8-year-old is carrying the ability to have intimate relationships, to communicate in intimate relationships, to believe in intimate relationships, and to have passion for intimate relationships. The 8-year-old, we're asking her to come back in, to take a strong, deep breath, giving her the highest truth and understanding that she's divinely protected, feeling her go into the heart with each and every breath you take, integrating her. And what I want you to do is through your eyes, for some reason that's really important that you're seeing this through your eyes, really focus on the details of your new reality. Who's around you? What is that person saying? Now let that person even get closer to you. Breath of that person speaking in your ear. Feel the chills of the breath go up and down your spine as your kundalini activates, and you're effortlessly and easily and with safety and protection manifesting this reality now. Okay, now Ryza, you can go ahead.
Okay, awesome, Pamela. So we're going to do a light embodiment practice while you're already in the area of theta. So I want you to breathe into the heart. We're going to remove a couple energies of feeling. We are releasing the feeling of being like a burden. It's the energy of feeling too heavy. So we are releasing that, putting it into the galactic central sun. And I want you to breathe into your heart, and I want you to imagine that your cells are vibrating with pure happiness. Happiness or bliss, whatever words we want to use for that. And I want you to imagine that we are on certain levels of happiness. Right now we're on level 1, happiness. And you're breathing into the heart. And we're bringing in level 10, happiness. And from here, we're just going to keep multiplying. Feeling your cells be filled up with happiness and joy. Feeling your body be more filled up with joy. And if at any area the body feels discomfortable about the levels that we're going to, let me know and then we'll release. Because this is ultimately pushing you past, you know, letting you know how much joy you can have in your world. So from level 10, happiness, we're going to go and breathe into level 100, happiness. Feeling that wash down over the eyes into the heart. Going to level 1,000, happiness, letting your cells be filled with happiness. Your cells are vibrating at a higher level, allowing you to switch reality. From level 1,000, 100,000, level happiness. Allowing your body to hold more happiness than it has ever been. Maybe letting your body just naturally smile, or maybe it's feeling very jumpy. From this level, we're just going to keep multiplying. Level 500,000, letting your body rise in frequency, seeing yellow rays everywhere around you, the sunshine on your skin, activating your kundalini even further, letting it cleanse your womb, releasing any stagnant energies right there, the root chakra, sacral, and solar plexus. This is all leaving. I want you to feel level 1,000,000 happiness. How does that feel? Maybe your eyes feel a little glazed over. Joy. And then from level 1,000,000, level 1.5 million, I want you to practice going into infinity. I'm not going to walk you through all those numbers, but I want you to practice anchoring that into your heart. As we breathe into infinity happiness, letting your body hold that frequency, I'm going to tap into you one more time while your body is viscerally changing light quotient in your body, allowing you to step and resonate with different realities than before this phone call. Once you breathe into the heart, we're going to ground it into Mother Earth, bringing this happiness into your realities. So I want you to bring up all your desires and bring them into the heart. So as we're grounding your happiness into Earth, we're also grounding your desires, grounding you into a new reality. Maybe after this phone call, the town that you drive through for work will look a little different. Maybe some things will be out of place. Those are all really good signs that you have switched realities.
Yeah.
As we breathe into the heart, saying, thank you, thank you. This is all done on all levels, all parallels. And when you're ready, we can get out of the theta stage and hear how you feel.
Wow, I feel great. I felt like, and I still feel like a throbbing in the back of my skull and underneath my right eye. It was really intense over there, and kind of like a swelling up in my throat chakra. But I feel really good. It just seemed like I was oscillating. That's the best way I could describe it.
Spinning and oscillating.
In order to keep you in the new reality that you just shifted in, you want to make sure to do something different. And with what Spirit told me was that would be speaking your truth. So, like, things you normally wouldn't speak, you want to practice so you can stay in this. And then it will continue to release the energy that needs to release.
Okay.
And then the eye thing, okay, the right eye is, you know, the right is always divine masculine, feeling protected and safe. But Spirit was very big about telling me that you need to see your life the way that you want it. Like, you can't think that's not possible for me. Like, it's some sort of wish. you have to visually, like, really look and see it. So
okay.
Practice that as well.
Sure, that's
Pamela,
easy to do.
Pamela, you know how sometimes, I won't even say sometimes, society likes to bash on rosy-colored glasses, you know, having that massive, glamoring perspective on life. That's what
yes.
you need to bring in every single day. That's actually very healthy to bring into your body.
Mm-hmm. I try to stay very, very positive. Some of my friends say to me that you can't be happy all the time. You shouldn't always smile. But sometimes
mm-hmm.
I don't think they get it. And then I notice that I have to be really careful a lot of times with my thoughts and words, because I do know that they will come back at me. I've talked or said different things, and they came into fruition. So sometimes I get a little nervous with it. You know, I get nervous. I kind of shy away from it.
And so that goes back to speaking your truth and stepping into your power.
Okay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Thank you, Pamela, so much. You have to let us know how it goes.
Sure. Thank you so much. It's awesome. Thanks
for
calling. Okay.
Thank
bye.
You.
All right. Thanks, Pamela. Keep in touch. All of the colors are just in listening mode. There we are.
Okay. So we'll go ahead and we'll continue then. So, Riza, that means that you and I can go in. We can still talk about the holographic reality to everybody. So do you want to go ahead or do you want me to go?
You can go ahead and we'll see where we flow, and then I have my own choice of words.
Okay.
You don't
so
have
it was really interesting because when you were talking about with Pamela, the caller just got on, when you were saying to her, notice the different things when you drive home. That is really cool, because I went to a Richard Bartlett seminar in Matrix Energetics, and we were shifting realities. Most seminars are paranormal. And I was completely sober, mind you. I don't drive drunk or high or anything. And I was driving home, and everything was different. And I'm talking really 100% different, to the point where I was scared and called my son and made him talk me through the journey. I said, Caden, everything around me is different. This isn't what it looks like. And then he talked me back into the reality that I was used to, because he was saying things that I was used to and I was used to him. So I don't even know where I could have went from there. If I wouldn't have called him and pulled him beside the road, who knows what would happen. But it was really cool. It was like this 3D proof that, that happened.
So thank you for bringing that up and sharing that, because that's one of my biggest signs that I know. I practice shifting realities quite a bit, because I know that my desires often lie in another reality, or, you know, however you would like to think of it as a construct. I know that I have to match my aura with what I desire. So my biggest thing is I've shifted reality to the point of I'll be driving on a road that I'm used to driving on. The billboards are completely different. There's all of a sudden new restaurants that I've never seen before. And I'm like, oh, my gosh, I get to go eat at these? Whoa. I get really excited, because I'm like, okay, I know I shifted, because when did this house get there? When did that gas station start looking like that? It's spooky at first, because you're like, man, you definitely know you shifted. I mean, it gets even crazier when you start meeting people and maybe their names are pronounced a little different in that reality. So realities aren't a solid thing. I, myself, through my own channeling, believe that every time we blink, so we close our eyes and open them back up, we're oscillating into different realities. Because you have to think, our thoughts are pinging into the cosmic heart of the universe. They're constantly changing our projection, where we're going, where we think we're going to go, who we are, who we think we are. So changing realities isn't, we do it all the time. I mean, we do it when we sleep. When we wake up, we think, okay, we're in the same dimension, but we're not. We just went to sleep, traveled the universe, and now we're awake again. And that right there is stepping out of the habitual human experience.
You know what you're saying? Okay, so you know that saying that people don't change, right? Well, have you ever had a situation where, let's bring a relationship where
the person is just treating you horribly, okay? And then you do a lot of work on yourself, which is changing your own reality by shifting out of stagnant, stuck, yucky energy. Mm-hmm. Then all of a sudden that person's changed. That person's a new person. They're no
Correct.
Longer treating you in that certain way. And we think, oh, that person's changed. But really what has happened is we've shifted our realities and totally recreated a different reality where that person's not the same way that the person was in the reality that we were in.
Correct. That's why I say the rabbit hole goes so deep with this, because as much as we are living in other parallel lifetimes, well, our mothers and fathers and sisters and partners are too. So it's really a matter of picking your desire, dropping all your identity. Here's the important part. Dropping your identity, because if you think you are something, you're not going to be able to break out of your habitual thinking to resonate with the new reality. So for me, when I'm even thinking about dropping into my heart, dropping into my desires, I have to let go of who I am or what I even think I'm doing here on earth to open up more opportunities. That, I think, is the most important part, because to change, you have to change your identity. You have to let go of who you think you are to become more.
So shape-shifting. You're shape-shifting through different realities. Yeah, it's a very it's an empowering concept, because then we can be empowered with our own lives. And I often wonder, if I wouldn't have got scared that day and anchored myself back into my old 3D reality, what would have came up to me? Like, what would there have been different opportunities had I wanted to manifest something different? You know, what would that have looked like? That's something I think about a lot.
Just asking your body that, you're like, man, there's so many opportunities. There's so many different pathways. I wanted to bring up, you know, or growing up, and sometimes we think, oh, well, we should have took that path. That path is taken. It's just you're not in that reality. So there's always opposites going on. That's why it's interesting to bring that into quantum healings, because, for instance, I used to have a huge kind of fear and phobia of being homeless. And to heal that, I tapped into a reality where I was homeless, embraced it, accepted it, and stopped fearing it. And now it's dissolved. So when it comes to shifting realities and healing, they work hand in hand.
Because you're going down the rabbit hole so that you don't have to physically experience it.
Correct. Because what you resist is more that persists in your actual waking reality.
Yeah. So some of the techniques that we should would be very advisable for people to do is shape-shifting techniques, like getting up every day, stepping into a different identity, stepping into, you know, doing something you normally wouldn't do, be someone you normally wouldn't be. Like, don't put yourself in a cookie cutter type of paradigm, you know, just let yourself be free and flowing.
Go ahead, Rebecca.
No, I was going to say, why in Tantra, I'm very big into the role-playing between men and women, because it lets you completely be a different, like, get into a different reality, you know, act a little differently. You step up
think
to
a
the plate.
So my favorite practice lately has been, my life is founded on childlike love and laughter. So I've been learning a lot from, you know, DC cosmic, comic movies, Marvel movies, you know, all the Superman, superhuman movies. And what I'll do is I'll pick a character that I really admire, and I'll live my day like, what would that character do? And what you're doing is you're actually channeling in that morphic field of maybe that superhuman has superpowers. Those movies are used to start a trigger point in our consciousness to kind of show us what humans are actually capable of. We may not be levitating everywhere now, but it's in movies. They're showing us what they've already uncovered when it comes to human consciousness. And that's a really,
really
fun exercise, because it's not that you're taking on somebody else's identity. You're everything. So just like how you guys hear our voices here and our resonatory with our energy,
there's aspects of us that are in you. That's the only reason why you guys are listening in, because you resonate.
Yes, and something that's really cool is that's why you can heal through play. So I've seen, you know, my daughter even do this, but well, Richard Bartlett, for example, I went to one of his seminars, and he tells the story about how he embodied Superman's morphic field, shapeshifted into Superman, used the laser to heal a little girl's lazy eye.
Yeah, and that's, you know what I mean? Huge, because now we can go down the whole rabbit hole of morphic field, but, I mean, he talks so much about always having his flash ring on. He knows that in those movies there's codes of consciousness, and even practicing like that, I've begun to realize that mixing psychic abilities with healing has gotten more in tune when I embrace something like the Black Canary. That's right now, that's my favorite archetype.
Mm. Yeah, so what you're doing is you are basically embracing the morphic field of the Black Canary, shape-shifting into the Black Canary, and shifting your reality in the hologram like you are doing whatever as the Black Canary would.
Yeah, and it gets really fun shifting realities, because you can even decide, let's say you're so used to wearing black and gray clothes and you decide to put on a beautiful blue dress. The way the world is going to react to you is going to be differently now, because you're embodying different codes. It's even like if you're drinking coffee every single morning and you decide to switch to cinnamon tea, your sacral chakra is going to be different, because you're intaking different things. You're breaking out of the habitual moment of your life. And that's where Tantra comes right back into this, because I believe Tantra works so fast to shift realities. It's because, you know, every night or every other night, you're doing different practices to show your body that you honor yourself.
Well, with Tantra, you're definitely in the here and now, which is where you need to be.
Mm-hmm.
The heart space to shift the reality. So, and the, you know, the orgasm is that God creator source energy.
Yeah.
No, that's,
and you can even think of, that's how I think of orgasmic energy, is it's the cosmic reset. When I know that energy is getting ready to exit my crown, I'm getting ready to re-go to a whole different reality.
Yeah. And rebirthing, too, like it's a rebirth. Every single time you do that, you know, your orgasm, whatever, it's a total rebirth. It's a death and rebirth. And that's, like you were saying, every time you blink.
Yeah. And to even breathe into blinking, that is a big deal, because the human experience, it seems like when you look around you, especially just bringing in COVID-19 into play, people are starting to become very robotic. They're not saying hello at, you know, grocery stores anymore. They're very to themselves, and they're starting to fall into this pattern, a habitual pattern. When changing realities, you don't want a pattern at all. This may even look like chaos. Like, when I live my life, I try not to have anything the same, because it's slowly targeting to where I want to go. Even changing the furniture, the placement of the furniture in your house is going to change your reality.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely. So with the whole COVID thing, we're talking about healing through alternate realities, through parallel realities. You know, people are going to have to jump into realities where, like, remember where this didn't exist, where, like, we exist. Because I feel like with COVID, things are recreating. Like, so there's going to be a reality after this.
Things are fast.
Yeah.
There's
so
a
if
lot
we could just jump timeline.
Mm-hmm. We can. And, you know, that's...
Yeah.
I talk to people around me about, you know, whatever subjects I feel. I'm kind of like a loose cannon with my mouth. And I often hear so many times, oh, this is the new normal. No, we can choose the new normal. And it's interesting, because why would we even want normal? What is normal? Just put that question in one big bubble to talk about and listen. when we're shifting realities, let's say everybody was on the bliss train to shift, right? COVID wouldn't be able to be here, but we would need more, I don't know the percentage, but we would need a big percentage to believe, like, okay, we're going to shift realities now.
Yes, the collective. Yes. And there's power in the collective.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely. And so...
Big
but
power.
That doesn't take
Go ahead.
It doesn't take
long
to gain... Go ahead.
You bring up a really good point with collective power. I hear many times where some you know, where we're meditating and we're opening up our chakras and our field to get knowledge and or support and or guidance from our spiritual hierarchy. I hear a lot through the grapevine of, well, I don't want to channel collective consciousness. And I want to shed a different tone of light because we're all together. And in collective consciousness, there is changes. It's not that you're taking on everybody's hate, grief, or, you know, anything. There's a massive web that you can tap in. I mean, you could pull new inventions from tapping into the collective consciousness. It's just, are you going to be the one to birth that invention?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And that happens a lot. You know, you come up with something, you think it's your idea, and then 10 seconds later, someone else has the same idea because it's already out there.
Mm-hmm. It's just floating the web. It's a decision of, I think it's bold to go forward with some of the inventions that we just randomly, it's like they see it in our ear, we're like, that's interesting. It's your decision how much you want to shift.
And what I've been doing, and I know you do this because we work together, so I know you do this. I do this every day, all day long. So if something's not going the way I want it to, I'm literally constantly shifting my programs. I mean, 24/7. So like today, for example, I was talking to my contractor, and he informs me that there's no see-through hearth fireplaces for the dining room for the living room that we're building into the hearth room. Immediately, I went into my reality of why, because I really wanted one, and why there's, you know, why I'm blocking this, blah, blah, blah. It sounds simple, okay, but by the time, which took me about 5 seconds, by the time I was done digging into my own stuff, by the end of the conversation, which was only like a minute long, he said, you know what, there's a company that has them, and if they don't have them, I'll build it. So he went from telling me I couldn't have it to within a minute telling me he would build it if he had to, because of I was going into my own stuff. Reprogramming me.
Yeah.
Through the conversation. That's how fast it can work.
Yeah, it works so fast. I use my going to the bathroom time as shifting reality time because let's say I hear somebody say something I don't necessarily like. I'm like, why is that in my reality? I'm like, okay, I have to go to the bathroom really quick. I'll go in the bathroom and I'll think about the sentence. I'm like, okay, let me dig into this. Like, this is a perfect area for me to dig in. And then when I'm done using the bathroom, it's almost like they never said the sentence.
Okay,
like,
you know what's
I'll
funny
try to bring it up. Yeah, I'll try to bring it up. And they're like, Ryza, I don't really know what you're talking about. I'm like, oh, I shifted. Ha ha.
Yeah, so, and that whole bathroom thing is a thing. Like,
it is a
there's
thing.
So much reality shifting that happens in my bathroom. So, you know why that is, don't you?
Well, we are getting rid of waste, coding, frequencies.
Yeah, purging.
A lot of things going on, yeah.
Yeah, it's so, I
no,
noticed
I,
that. Like, I would, that's just crazy
reality
you said that.
Is comical. It's
yeah.
How, and that's why I like to say, how funny do I want to make my life? I like to laugh all day long, dance all day long, and I get a little, I get excited when some old consciousness templates come up because I'm like, okay, time to go to the bathroom. Let me dig deeper. And a lot of times it'll be like an old memory from like age 7 or something validating as to why certain things are in my reality. So here again, I'll bring it up. Think we'll ever be done healing in this manner because we're always shifting, changing, and growing. And there's like, okay, let's say we're done clearing our earth life. Well, honey, we're going to clear stuff from other planets now. it becomes fun. Like, it doesn't, it's not like a, oh, we're going to be healing forever. It's like, oh, okay, here's an upgrade. Here's a level that I can upgrade on. Okay, let's go ahead and upgrade.
Yeah, so explain what you mean by upgrade.
So let me find a good example. Okay, just like how you said your contractor had told you you couldn't do something. When I hear that, if I already have the idea that I can do it and somebody tells me no, I know that there's a template there that needs an upgrade. It's like a computer system. When an app is out of date and you're like, man, this app could be so much better. Let's go ahead and push the update icon. And then it starts updating. That's how I view the human body and reality is kind of like a massive switchboard computer code system. By upgrading, I mean going into your heart center, and asking simple questions as to, okay, well, if I desire this, why did no come up? And sure enough, your heart is going to give you the answer. It might be something wild like, oh, well, your dad yelled at you at age 17. It might be something that you're like, man, those don't go two and two. But when you go to clear that, you'll notice a massive shift.
Yeah. Yeah, that makes so much sense. And then what you're saying about us being software, and I've been getting those downloads a lot, or those channelings a lot, like the whole central nervous system and like the electrical circuit, like how huge the tongue is. And then something I've been drawn to tell my clients is about the whole French kissing thing, that when you're a couple and your tongues touch each other, you're uploading each other, you are combining software, you're updating each other with your tongues. Like, you're getting to know each other again. You're updating, basically. It's so important in relationships.
It is, and there are so many several practices that are really simple when it comes to embodiment in relationships. One of the things that me and my partner do to update each other is we will simply sit Indian style, and then I'll have my hand on his heart, and he'll have his hand on my heart, and we won't talk. We'll just breathe, and that right there is updating each other's coding system. You know, there's so much more going on in other realms than physically what we're talking about.
Yeah, because there's so much more than just what's said, what people say physically. So, yeah.
Yeah, definitely.
So basically,
go ahead.
By thinking of things as like a hologram and not as like the stuck, stagnant energy that we can't reach through, when we think of it like this, things constantly flowing and shifting, you can see it as like this mirage of possibilities.
It becomes an adventure when you bring out the solidarity of life.
Yes. Even with the physical aspect of healing, and then knowing that also when you release this stuff, when you're shape-shifting like we're talking about, and you're releasing all of the energies that keep you just in one reality, you're not going to get sick. You know,
yeah,
sickness
because
is
you don't resonate with those codings. I was talking to my mom earlier, and she was like, the doctors want me to go get the breast cancer breast scan thing. I was like, well, Mom, is that something you want to go get? She's like, no, because I won't get it. I was like, well, then cancel it. And she's like, it's that easy? I was like, it's that easy. Like, you can decide not to resonate with certain things. And this is great to even bring up. Let's say you are struggling with a disease right now, a dis-ease. When switching identities, you can very well pick an identity that does not have that dis-ease.
Yes, exactly. And Ryza, we do have a question, and it's, I think it's Rania, is how you pronounce her name, from New York. And she said, can we not use this technique to create a new reality that does no longer include COVID and all that goes with it? So, yes, the thing about this is we need the collective to do that. That means masses, more than one. So if each person shifted their reality to where COVID doesn't exist, because we all know it kind of really doesn't, then it wouldn't exist. Like, you know, it just takes more than one person to do it. I know that when I'm doing it within my own reality, like I do this constantly, because I'm going to be honest, and people get mad at me, and I'm just going to say it, I just don't think it exists. I don't know. It just seems really weird to me.
So I tell my family, like, it doesn't really exist, but you got it. You're getting it out of your belief system. And so oftentimes I forget. I 100% forget to wear my mask. After I just forget to wear it. And then I'll be in the store and I'll be like, oh, I'm the only one without a mask. But no one ever says anything. Because I think in my reality, I've created where it doesn't exist, and so no one says anything to me. I've flown on airplanes, went to Costa Rica. Like, to me, my life has been amazing during this COVID because I do not buy into the reality that it exists.
Correct. And this is, like, a good example. That was a really great question. A good example is, let's say, a bomb had went off down the road and you passed it in your car and other people got hurt, but you didn't get hurt. You would have to examine your residencies. You knew that you'd be okay waking up that day, so therefore you were okay, versus other people who actually think that they can get hurt driving, walking, talking, being. They're bringing illness and wounds closer to them, closer to a possibility, closer to options to be chosen for their reality.
Yeah, and I don't know why this just came to my mind, but think of a little kid who falls from something. And they just fell from something, and they're, like, not even hurt. They just get up and walk away, and you're like, whoa. Because they're probably not thinking in their mind, I'm going to get hurt.
Mm-hmm. And so the parent reinforces, like, hey, don't touch that hot flame. Conscious parenting is really big when it comes to shifting realities, because kids, I feel like kids teleport sometimes. They do whatever they do.
Yes. And it's like that you can watch them and you can be like, how does that 2-year-old just fall down the steps and get up and start, you know, walking away? Because you're just like, they just live differently. They think differently. So with the whole COVID, I think it all begins with everybody realizing that what if there was no TV? What if there was no Facebook? What if there was no social media? Would we even know that COVID existed if you had no media around you at all?
And then
living the reality
that up.
That.
I kind of want to give our audience a challenge. So I've noticed I've drastically cut my time from TV, social media, stopped incessantly scrolling when I'm bored. The challenge that I want to talk about is not letting yourself scroll for at least a week. Because when you're scrolling, you have to think of even your TV and your phone as a plasma screen. Your focus is going into your phone, and your phone is helping you create your reality. I use Pinterest vision boards. I'm very selective with what I let my eyes see, because for anyone who is super big into lucid dreaming, you'll see some of the things that you saw on your phone in your dream. And as you guys know, when it comes to shifts in realities, you don't want interference from, like, ads. Like, ads on YouTube is a big thing. You want your consciousness to be focused exactly where you want your reality to be. It's a really good challenge. You'll notice that the less you're scrolling, your creative energy is going to uproar, because your energy isn't going into a plasma box. That's what I call my phone. But it's not streamlining in one place.
Yeah, that's so true. Okay, so we're going to have to wrap up here, but I do want to invite everybody to practice this technique. Remember, if something's not going the way you want it, even if it's a conversation that starts out, go right into, okay, why is this happening? Go into your own programming and just say, you know, go into your heart. You can do that fast. Go into your heart. You can even say, release what needs to be released. See the reality you want. And notice as you shift and let yourself shift into the alternate reality how even that conversation is changing. Make this the way of life. Remember, constant shape-shifting means no stagnant or stuck energy, which means no physical disease, no mental illness, so it's just kind of a way of living. To Ryza. And Ryza, do you want to tell everybody their website and how to get a hold of you?
Yeah, definitely. So you guys can find me at www.ryzaenergetics.com. And then I also have my YouTube channel, Embodied by Ryza, up. So there's several ways to contact me, and I'm normally always able to just instantly come online to help whoever's interested.
Yes. And RISA is spelled R-I-Z-A, by the way. Yeah, so and my website is www.consciousinfinity.net. I do have some different meditations and like audiovisual meditations for you to listen to if you're interested. Everybody for being here this evening, and thank you, RISA, for joining me. I really appreciate it.
You're very welcome. And thank you for the audience.
Okay. Talk to you soon. Okay. Bye-bye.
News for the Soul Radio will begin its 24th year of broadcasting in January 2021. After nearly a quarter of a century of grassroots investigation and exploration into the unknown and lesser-known realms to discover what's really real and what's really possible, with News for the Soul founder journalist Nicole Marie Whitney at the helm, we now find ourselves here in this pivotal moment in human history. Staying in our power and in our hearts is more crucial than ever. We are continuing to work 24/7 at News for the Soul to uncover truths and techniques to best maneuver through challenging times. We are increasing our broadcasting hours to support and serve in the highest way possible. Tune in daily to discover hosts and radio shows, and also to hear Nicole Marie's latest cutting-edge interviews with luminaries of our times speaking to what's happening in our world today from a conscious perspective. Community, consciousness, and positive empowered focus are crucial. We are here for you. Go to newsforthesoul.com to find out more. That's newsforthesoul.com, and spread the word so others can avail themselves to this free resource as well. That's newsforthesoul.com.
Yeah, man. We all love to hear the good news. So we all should rush to hear the good news. But we cannot find the good news.
NSTN. NSTN. News for the soul at the very best. NSTN. NSTN. News for the soul at the very best. NSTN. NSTN. News for the soul at the very best.
Yeah, man, just log on to www.newsforthesoul.com. Can you hear me?
We are a life-changing talk radio. We give you good news to keep you on the go. And you can also share the good news, you know. And that's the way we keep in the flow. We only focus on the positive things, yeah. We only focus on the positive things, yeah. We never put none of the negative in there. We never put none of the negative in there. NFTN, NFTN, news for the soul at the very best. NFTN, NFTN, news for the soul at the very best.
Log on to www.newsforthesoul.com.
Every time,
come hear the good news, share the good news. And we all feeling good for the good news.